Coming up, we're going to be talking about the D23 OMIC fan event, Taylor Swift and X-Men. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. So let's start first talking about Taylor Swift, the concert, which was added to Disney Plus last week. And it has gone on to become a huge success for Disney Plus, pulling in 4.6 million views over the first 3 days. Over 16.2 million hours of the 3-hour special have been watched on Disney Plus, and I'm sure that's just going to continue to rise at the length of it, and people just watching it on repeat. I know for this is the one I, you know, I've put it on in the background while I've been working. It's the kind of thing, you know, that you can kind of do with music. Now, compared to movies and stuff, obviously the numbers aren't quite as good as you might have thought, but still, it is going to be a huge driver of views, minutes watched, advertising as well, because that's a key thing. You know, people are on the advertising tier with that amount of time, that'll be kicking in. Plus also just the press that the show got, because it was everywhere. Disney really went heavy on it. But yeah, so it was a big hit, most watched music special on Disney Plus so far. And hopefully we see more of this in the future. But did you watch the Taylor Swift concert? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about the D23 OMIC fan event, which is formerly known as the D23 Expo. So this event takes place every 2 years. It's going to be returning to Anaheim, California this coming August. And it's going to be a 3-day event. There's going to be some other little things going on around inside it. So this year they're going to be doing things a little bit different. So at the Anaheim Convention Center, where they would normally host it all, they're still going to be doing that. There's going to be presentations and panels and giveaways and all kinds of stuff, shopping, all things there. It's gonna be great fun. But what they've done is for this year, they're gonna be moving all the big showcase panels to the Honda Center, which is a couple of miles away, where they can get in around about 12,000 people in to watch these big presentations. So there's gonna be 3 major presentations, one for each night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So up first on the Friday night is the Entertainment Showcase. So this one is the one that all of us Disney Plus fans are looking forward to, or the movie fans, because this is where we're gonna be finding out about new shows, films, etc. that's coming out. There'll be like trailers and sneak peeks and special announcements and people turning up, etc. This is the big one. This is the one that a lot of people are gonna be wanting to go to, where you can expect to see stuff from Marvel and Star Wars and Pixar, 20th Century, etc., things like that. But at the previous D23 Expo, they actually had them all spread out into different events, so now they're kind of squashing them all in together. So I am going to just put something out there, which I feel like with it just being on one night, and obviously there's only a limit to how many hours they can put it on there, how many, I can't put people through like a 5-6 hour presentation, because, you know, it's just too long. But obviously it's in a big stadium and stuff, so that's got a big arena, it's going to be a lot of people there, and they're going to need to do big announcements, lots of special guests, etc. But there's a lot of content coming up over the next few years that we already know about, things like Fantastic Four, you know, you got the Avengers films, you got the new like Grogu and Mandalorian film, and you got loads of other shows that were already in the can, like Andor, etc. So I'm not expecting a lot of major announcements beyond that. We might start seeing some casting and see some bits and pieces. And so yeah, just set expectations. That's kind of Disney's cutting back on how much stuff it's creating. And also they've kind of, we're still years away from some of the stuff that they announced at the last couple of events. So just going to put that there. Now, Disney has said in the past that they're going to be live streaming some of the events. The Parks panel has been showcased on YouTube, so has the Legend Ceremony. So those two events are going to be happening. The Parks and Entertainment stuff is going to be on the Saturday night, so that's where we're going to find out about new theme park attractions, etc. Sunday night is the Legends event, a little bit earlier, 2 hours early at 5 o'clock, and they're going to be inducting people like Harrison Ford, Angela Bassett, John Williams, Miley Cyrus. There's going to be some big stars there for that one, so that would be a great show. Normally it kicks off the event, but now they're going to be using it to close it off, which is probably not a bad thing. I did remember the one I went 2 years ago, it was kind of like a show, and it just didn't have, it kind of felt a bit like, oh, okay, that was okay, it was fine, but it wasn't really that big like go home thing. So yeah, we've got those 3 nights. They have previously said they're going to be streaming stuff. Now, whether or not the showcase is live streamed, they've talked about putting stuff out on Disney Plus. Now, at the minute, they're focused on getting the tickets sold, because they go on sale next week. If you're a D23 member, it's going to be on Tuesday, and then if you're a credit card, it'll be going out throughout the week and just sort of spreading it out. Now, this time, you can get tickets for the convention center, starting at around about $79, and it goes up. If you want the one to get in on the evenings, now it's going to be a hard-ticketed event in terms of seating. You're going to have a guaranteed seat, so you don't have to queue up hours before to get your best seats. You're going to know what seat you know beforehand, which is one of the biggest things about the event. You just sit around waiting, trying to get in and get a good space, and that's what takes up a lot of the time. So now you're going to have more time on the floor, to do shopping, do all the smaller panels and stuff. I'm sure there's going to be panels and presentations and stuff on Disney Plus shows, etc. Maybe the like the Nat Geo, the Disney Channel stuff, a bit more like low-key kind of things. So, and also I could see those shows and panels being also streamed out live on YouTube and Disney Plus and things like that. I'd also expect some of those other panels that are happening at the other stages to also be live streamed out on Disney Plus and YouTube. Kind of makes sense for them to do that. But yeah, so it's going to be a little bit different with the two locations and also the tickets, because if you want to get down the front end, I mean, you're looking like $2,000-$3,000. It's very much like tiered pricing, like a traditional concert, in terms of the closer you get to the stage, the more it's going to cost. The pricing is kind of, and honestly, like ludicrous, some of the pricing of coming in. If you want to be down at the front end, you know, $2,000 for like a 3-day ticket. Obviously, that includes the convention center and you get your guaranteed seats. There's less time sitting around. They'll have transport taking you from and fro, but expect to find out a lot of information about what's going to be there. There's going to be Disney Plus like activations and presentations and bits and pieces. There's going to be lots of stuff there. I have got my hotel and my flight booked, but I'm going to be honest. The information that's come out for me is actually doing the opposite thing. I'm actually looking at it going, is it actually financially worth me going? Because I'm going to be knackered in the evening, but it's like one major presentation. That's a long way for me to go for just like one major presentation. I like the park stuff. The Legends thing, I mean, it's cool to see, but I don't know. It's kind of, it'll be, you know, everything that I saw that they kind of announced, and, you know, they're going to have cars there that are going to be there as a presentation. There are going to be other things going on. I don't know. While I had planned, obviously, to going, I've got probably about a week to decide whether or not I'm actually going to go for it, because, yeah, if they stream it out on Disney Plus, kind of defeats the point of going. But that's the thing. I think it's going to be a big thing. I think a lot of people are going to like it. I do like the idea of them taking it out of the arena and kind of allowing dedicated seats. That's going to allow for a lot more time. Because that was my biggest thing that I had with both Star Wars Celebration at D23. You spend a lot of time in the main hall. You can't always get to go and do all the other stuff. At least now you're going to have a bit of... That will work a little bit better. But not sure. There's going to be a big event at Disneyland as well and other bits and pieces. But that's going to be our big event that we're going to be looking forward to watching later this year in August. Lots of information, but I'm expecting lots of big announcements and surprises and bits and pieces, but I'm going to temper my expectations because they are just so far behind of so much stuff that they've bumped back into 2025 and 2026. A lot of that stuff kind of feels like we've already kind of had a lot of that already announced, so yeah, casting, etc. might be a bit different, but let us know. Are you thinking about the D23? Are you going to go to it? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Shifting gears now, let's talk about X-Men 97. So the first two episodes of the new series dropped on Disney Plus today. I was sent all three episodes. Moving on from there, let's now talk about X-Men 97, a brand new animated series, which is a revival of the 90s animated series, one of my favorite shows. The way that kind of got in on X-Men, didn't really know about them before that, and it was my introduction. And love that series. So this is a kind of just picks up literally where the last one does and moves on to it. Now I got to see the first three episodes of the series. I got sent a little bit earlier, so I was able to watch them last night. Really enjoyed it. It definitely feels like we're right back into it. And it's kind of things that they can do in the animated series that they just can't do in the movies. And they can kind of explore other characters, do more action. And you got all these Sentinels fighting. So, I mean, the cost of something like that to be done in live action is just... it's just something they probably just could never do. Really, really, really enjoyed it. I think if you enjoyed the original series, you're going to check it out. I think if you're older like me, you're going to feel that nostalgia. If obviously they've modernized it a little bit in places, a few little tweaks change. You know, obviously, it just looks better because it's done with them. But it still feels very 90s. And I think it's a great way of introducing X-Men maybe to a new generation, but also get to them go back and watch the original show as well. I think if you've never watched it, you probably want to start at the original season and kind of work your way forward. If you haven't watched X-Men, say, since you were a kid, you can jump straight in on these new ones. I don't think you really need to worry too much because it kind of gets you up to speed quite quickly. But overall, I just really, really, really enjoyed it. I actually used to set my VCR when I used to go off to work on a Saturday morning. And so when I'd come back and I'd like whiz through with Spider-Man and things like that. So you just had to, at that time, you had to pick a channel and just set it to record because they would never let you know what time X-Men or Spider-Man was ever on. So you used to just have to like set it to record the whole time because yeah, it was always a pain. But anyway, have you checked out X-Men 97? Have you enjoyed it? Do you like it? I'd love to hear your thoughts on the series in the comments below. In our question of the day, which comes from Xbox Fan UK, what are your thoughts on Disney Plus marketing in the UK? Is it good or bad? Most people still think it's only Mickey Mouse and Iron Man. This was an interesting one, and it's definitely something I saw this question and thought, yes, this is something a little bit different, more suited to the UK. So definitely here in the UK, the advertising for Disney Plus generally is often about showing off that it's more than just Mickey Mouse and Iron Man. You often will see, you know, here's all these things that are on there. So you get Mandalorian, the bear, etc. The adverts generally are always sort of focused on trying to get that message across that it is not just Mickey Mouse. And I think they do a pretty good job in terms of those just generic adverts. You hear them on the radio all the time. You see them on TV. You know, they do a lot of adverts, and it's a lot of them are like generic kind of, like, here's three or four series coming out right now, you know. And most of the time it is just that core thing of there's more on Disney Plus. You know, recently there was a comedy one. And you see billboards and stuff for like the Kardashians and so on. There is a Simpsons. I think the marketing of some of this stuff is really good in terms of like the generic stuff. I think they could do better. There's some big aspects, I think, with Disney Plus's UK marketing of some stuff just doesn't get marketed at all on social media. You know, like today, for example, NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, two brand new series, two major series, dropped today with new episodes dropping every week, and we didn't know anything about it. So I think there's a thing of, I think they could do a lot better in terms of putting out information. You know, they do lots of events and stuff here and there, but a lot of the time here, they tend to focus on just core projects to promote. You know, like, I think last time I was in London, you know, Culprits was just about to come out. And so in the subway, you had all, in the tube kind of thing, you had all the posters up for Culprits. And so there is a lot of advertising, especially when you get into the bigger cities. If you're outside the cities, it's less so. But I think on general, they do a lot. I think, again, it's how much costs can they keep putting in. They don't advertise it maybe as much as other ones, but, you know, you rarely see a Netflix. I don't think I ever rarely see, like, a Netflix advert. Paramount has done a lot of advertising, so do Now. But Disney, yeah. But I do think the main core marketing idea that it is for multiple shows, multiple things, and trying to get over that idea that it's not just for Disney, or Mickey Mouse and Iron Man. I mean, we've been like that for, like, 3+ years now, so it's nothing new. But there's always going to be people that jump in and just assume and an assumption. And I'm going to be honest, there's some things with some of these assumptions. I don't know if you're ever going to move that on from people. I think that's just embedded in some people's minds, and they are just never going to be able to get past it. But obviously the younger people coming up are going to have a very different view of Disney than, you know, people from like 30, 40 years ago. You're going to see a big difference. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Disney Plus, and I think the Star Hub really helps bring that. I think they could definitely do better with their marketing, but let us know if you're in the UK. What do you think of the advertising? Do you think, again, like me, they could do a lot more? Love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Later.